I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump is trying new methods, taking aim at sanctuary states to get on board with plans for mass deportations. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, how's that affecting California?
Well, it's in a lot of different ways. What we have in California is estimated about 1.8 million undocumented residents. And there's a lot of concern about their future in the state. And as a result of that, the state legislature passed $25 million to go to nonprofits and others to protect and defend the legal status of the rights of those immigrant groups. Another $25 million was set aside for other Trump initiatives that might affect everything from gas emissions to universities and such like that. But as it stands right now, California has a lot of sanctuary cities, and indeed it's a sanctuary state. It's under our California Values Act we passed in 2018. And after the first Trump administration came into office, you know, we basically for years have just said, look, hands off information on dealing whether a person's documented or undocumented. We're not going to ask their status, and we're not going to give information over to the feds. But here's what the Trump administration is doing. They're going around it. They're going around the locals. They're going around the counties. They're going around the state. And they're going to the IRS, the tax man. Because it turns out, we talk about the near 1.8 million undocumented residents in California, about 700,000 of them have tax ID numbers. In other words, they're paying tax. They don't get Social Security. They don't get benefits, but they are paying taxes. And that has their personal information on it and their addresses. And Trump is trying to get the IRS to turn that information over to ICE and to Homeland Security for people whose immigration status is possibly in trouble, and they could get a direct line to find them without even going through the cities in the sanctuary states.
And Phil, my understanding, this is a real reversal. I mean, this is a decades-old promise. It's a betrayal, really. It was always hands-off.
Right. It was. But was is a word we're going to be hearing a lot of in the time to come, because that's not now. Trump administration is reinventing the rule book, whether it be tariffs or whether it be immigration. And yes, this was hands off information. There's also a question about how you can fight it or what you do about it and the willingness of California to continue fighting on this. Well, we have laws right now that say that law enforcement isn't to cooperate with ICE raids and such. But we have allowed, you know, the prisons to turn over people once they're being released after being convicted of a crime to ICE. There was a move in the state legislature. One assemblyman put in a bill to end that, and it was quietly gutted, in part, I think, because little lawmakers don't want to be seen as being on the wrong side of possible criminals being deported. So the issue's gotten tougher, the issue's gotten broader, and Trump is coming in, like I said, with a lot of different things, whether it be DEI changes in colleges, emissions on the greening of California and electric vehicles, trans athletes in women's sports. All of this is hitting California at once, and it's a changer that we didn't see a couple of years ago. And in some ways, the public's behind a lot of it.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.